You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the Newsmaker line this morning is Todd Peterson. Todd is the board president for Habitat for Humanity, Calaveras. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected everyone and everything this year, and yet Habitat homes are being built in Calaveras. Can you tell us about some of the projects?
Absolutely. Habitat Calaveras has been around for almost 20 years, and for most of that time, we've been an organization that builds one or a house a year, or maybe one every 2 years. But we're starting a new era. We just broke ground on a house for a family in Copperopolis. We're going to get that finished by the end of this year. Next year, we're going to build somewhere around 4 to 6 houses. And then after that, we're going to start a project in Angels Camp that we're going to build as many as 107 homes. So we're going to go from an organization that would build maybe one house a year to building more than 110 over a decade.
Sounds like there is a great need for Habitat homes throughout Calaveras.
Absolutely. You know, our mission is to provide affordable housing and affordable home repairs to families in need. And in Calaveras County right now, the average rent is almost $1,100 a month, and that means $13,000 per year. One half of the renters in Calaveras County can't afford that. What we do is we try to build and repair homes that are affordable. We don't give homes away. If we build a home for you and or repair it for you, you have to pay for it. You'll get a low interest mortgage. You have to pitch in. You have to have hours of sweat equity. If we build a home, you have to contribute 500 hours of sweat equity. But as a result of that, we build homes and we make homes livable, and we allow families to grow and to be safe and to contribute to the community.
Todd, who is eligible then to move into one of these homes?
There are at least 3 eligibility requirements. One is you need a new home or you need a repair in the house. You have to meet a certain income level. The other thing you have to do is you have to be able to pay a mortgage, because one of our really important beliefs is that we provide a hand up rather than a hand out.
Todd, you're the board president for Habitat Calaveras. What is the big brag?
Well, this is interesting. Last year, the state appointed us as the best nonprofit of the year in our legislative district. Our legislative district runs from the southern border of Sacramento County all the way down the southern border of Fresno County, and then from the Central Valley into mostly all the way to the Nevada border. And so when you think of all of the nonprofit organizations in that area, we were picked as number one by the state. We're pretty proud of that.
Typically at this time of the year, there is a major fundraiser, the largest fundraiser of the entire year for Habitat Calaveras, and it is called Hoedown for Humanity. That is not taking place in person this year. However, there is good news. The fundraiser does continue this year. In fact, it is on right now. Everyone is invited. Nobody needs a ticket. Tell us about this year's online fundraiser, Hoedown for Humanity.
For the last 16 years, we've had a big picnic in August. This year, nobody's having picnics. So we are doing an online auction, online fundraising. And if you go on to our website, habitatcalaveras.org, you have an option of participating in the silent auction. You can buy raffle tickets for a really big raffle prize, which is 5 nights in Cabo. Or you can just make it real simple and just donate funds to help us in our mission.
There are plenty of silent auction items. Can you tell us about some of them?
Absolutely. We've got great items. We've got a lot of wine-related items. We've got a lot of wine packages from local wineries and also from wineries in Napa and Sonoma. We've got golf packages that you can bid on. We've got trips that you can bid on, trips to Tahoe, trips to the south of France. We have dinners at various restaurants and also at people's homes. We have auction items where Cal Waste has donated a year's worth of free trash and recycling pickup. You can get you can bid on a room of free carpeting. You can even bid on a football signed by Ronnie Lott. So we got a lot of stuff out there, and every single dollar that you spend on bids or donations goes to Habitat Calaveras, and every project we have is in Calaveras, so the money stays local.
And all donations are tax deductible. What is the website again, Todd?
HabitatCalaveras.org. Bidding is live as of now, and it will run continuously until 8 p.m. on Saturday night.
We have been speaking with the board president for Habitat Calaveras, Todd Peterson. Todd, great talking with you.
Thanks for having me on.